The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign filed an open records request Monday, June 1st with the state's Government Accountability Board, asking it to release campaign finance reports for 22 legislative candidates and office holders that are still unavailable to the public 4 months after the reports were due. Joining us is Mike McCabe, Executive Director of the Democracy Campaign, to tell us about the request and why it's necessary. First off, Mike, what is an open records request and why is it necessary?
Well, under longstanding state laws that promote open government, the public has a right to public records, public documents, and has the ability to make formal requests for those records if they can't be accessed. And campaign finance reports that are filed by candidates are public records, and the public has a right to be able to review this information. And if it's not made available by the state agency that's responsible for collecting the information, then any member of the public, any citizen, can file an open records request to gain access. And the agency responsible for the records is supposed to provide those records promptly. Well, we've been waiting for 4 months to try to get all of the campaign finance reports that were supposed to be available for public review. And there are almost 24 that are still not available. So we went to the point of taking the step of filing formal open records requests to try to gain access to these records.
What is it these records reveal that's so important for the public to know?
Well, obviously the public has the right to know who's contributing to members of the legislature and other public officials. Knowing who's contributing to our lawmakers is an incredibly important piece of information that helps us understand why public officials are making the decisions they're making, and it gives us clues as to whether perhaps particular interest groups or particular individuals are getting preferential treatment by lawmakers because they're big campaign contributors. To be able to follow the money, to be able to know who's giving to whom and who's using campaign contributions to try to influence lawmakers is something that's fundamental to a healthy democracy, and it's fundamental to an informed citizenry. So these records are critically important, and giving the public the ability to view them is essential. And we were running into problems where for months now, information that was supposed to be made available to the public simply is unavailable.
And this isn't the first time that the board has had a problem getting these campaign finance reports out for public viewing, right? Didn't this start last fall?
Well, this is the first time we've ever reached the point of feeling the need to file open records requests to try to get this information. But ever since the state has moved toward a new electronic campaign finance reporting system, there have been problems. The system has been plagued by glitches and technical problems. And the system just hasn't been working properly. There's just been information that has been incorrect that's been put out on the web and made available to the public, and there's also been a lot of missing information. Now, for years, we've been tracking the money in state politics. We've been doing this since 1995. We've never reached the point of having to file an open records request to try to gain access to these records. So this is certainly a new thing for us, a new step that we feel the need to take. But it is linked to a problem that has been months in the making, and it's really the culmination of frustration that we've been feeling in trying to gain access to these records for months and months and months now, and we've been unsuccessful, so we finally decided to take this formal step.
Now, the open records request asks the board to come up with the reports or find the candidates who may not have filed them in the first place. What's next if this doesn't work?
Well, I hope that the board will quickly comply with the open records request and do what they're supposed to do and produce the records. But if they don't, then I think the next thing that we would have to consider is legal action and actually going to court and seeking a court order to try to force the agency to produce the records. I hope we don't have to reach that point. I hope that the open records request is successful. I hope we get the information, and then we'll be able to make that available to the public and put it, incorporate that, all those records into our searchable database of campaign contributors. But we're not going to rule out possible court action if the open records request doesn't produce the records that the public's entitled to.
Okay. Thanks for the comments, Mike. If you'd like more details about the missing campaign fundraising and spending reports and who they belong to, check out our June 1st press release on our website. Thanks for listening.